Brother Fred wanted to know whether you have got some questions to ask, first of all.
I used to go out preaching in the open air in Newcastle. And sometimes they said, oh, you're in Coward's Castle. You do all the speaking and nobody gets a chance.
我记得我以前在纽卡素纽卡素这个北边的时候，我们在这个露天的聚会的时候，很多人说你们说的，好像你们不敢被人问的。
There are always people to interrupt the speaker in the open air.
事实上，那时候都有人，我们讲讲下的时候，在这个露天的聚会，有人来到骚扰我们的。
We didn't welcome those interruptions, we just ignored them.
我们不欢迎有些人这样来骚扰我们，所以我们就不理他们。
So then they said, ah, you're in Coward's Castle.
他们就说我们，因为这样就好像很小胆了，在一个很小胆的堡垒里面。
You don't give us a chance to shoot at you.
你不给我们机会去，好像说射枪射你们一样。
Well, here you've got a chance tonight.
那你今天有机会了。
You can shoot us if you like.
你可以，好像说这样开枪扫射了。 I have a question that I want to ask of Brother Frank.
Sir, Tom.
I heard Brother Frank share that when he was in India.
佢話嗰時有啲教會咧，即係從差傳到嗰度咧，斷咗嗰個供應嘅。
Church, those Christians who were sent there. They were stopped their physical supply. When they were stopped of
their
supply, they were very anxious.
就是想问下你弟兄，那时怎么去学习这个信心的功课？
How was at that time? How did they learn? Or how would they learn? Way of the life of faith, or the lessons of faith at that time.
Well, I don't know whether they wanted to learn the lesson of faith. They had not been encouraged exactly to look to the Lord. Because the missionaries paid them.
因为他们是做差传的，所以他们有薪水。So
they were looking to the missionary and to the mission.
所以那些其他的人呢，他们没有供应的时候，他们就靠这些传福音的这些宣教士。When
the Germans occupied Denmark,
当德国希特拉他们占领了丹麦的时候，
the money for them was all cut off, they couldn't get it.
他们当时他们的钱银就不能够寄过去给他们，那他们就没有钱了。
So they just went back away from the service. I don't know what they did, but anyway, they disappeared. They were no longer working for the Lord.
那他们就突然间好像失了踪一样，就走了，就再不在这里服侍神了。
You can't suddenly do that, trust the Lord. So it can be gradually drawn into the pact. God will supply, and you can depend on Him.
不能够说你突然间你学这个功课去仰望神，你就是慢慢的来到去依靠神，咁来到学习这个功课。
When I left my employment in 1932, I had worked for 10 years.
我在1932年的时候呢，就离开了我工作，我曾经做了10年嘢。
And I had saved because Father taught us not to get in debt, but to save our money.
我就儲積了一些錢，因為我爸爸教導我呢，是要儲錢，就不要浪費了錢。
So I had saved from my employment days, 200 pounds.
我工作的時候呢，就儲了200磅。
That was a lot of money in those days.
在那時候呢，200磅是很多錢的了。
But I had an understanding with the Lord, I would pay my way as long as I had money.
我同主有个咁嘅有个咁嘅默契，就话咧，让我一路有钱咧，我就自己供给自己嘅。
And I did that for about 3 years, almost 3 years, I think.
差唔多三年嘅时候咧，我自己供给自己。
And I got back to a penny and a half.
最后剩低嘅只系一便士，连一半便士咁多。
That's all I had left.
咁啊，剩翻系咁多钱。
Then I got a message. There's a gift for you today, Fred.
咁就有一个信息嚟，就系有一个嘅，俾你一个礼物喎 ，Fred.
A small prayer group in my village had sent a nice gift, £40.
喺我乡村嗰度有一班嘅弟兄为我祈祷，佢哋寄咗送一份礼物，系£40俾我。
That was when the Lord started to give.
喺嗰时候主就开始俾我。
And he's been giving ever since.
主一路嘅不停嘅，从嗰阵开始就供给我。
We learn to trust him day by day.
我哋学习系去依靠佢，系每一日咁嚟到去学习嘅。
Any other questions?
仲有冇其他嘅问题咧
？I don't want you to make up your questions.
我唔想咧嚟到帮你哋作一啲问题嚟问。
We were talking about the gift of prophecy last night.
同埋我哋讲到系作先知嘅呢个嘅恩赐。
I was in a meeting where a leader said to people.
我就喺一个聚会里边，嗰个带领嘅咁就同嗰啲人讲啦。
You can all prophesy.
你个个都可以作先知讲道。
Go and prepare your prophecy for Sunday.
你个嚟紧呢个日礼拜日咧，你而家准备定先，你哋系点样嘅作先知啊？
That's a great mistake.
这个是一个很大的错误。
In other words, prepare your sermon for Sunday.
就话个你哋就喺嗰度预备为着礼拜日嘅信息咧，你哋好似预备一堂讲道啦。
Prepare something God gives to you to give to others. You didn't think about it, didn't meditate on it. It's something from Him.
先知就系明唔系你准备咗，你唔系你已经知道嘅，但系神喺嗰时候特别俾你系讲出嚟嘅。
You don't have to meditate, it's a devotional talk if you do.
你唔需要去默想，如果系咁嘅时候咧，你变咗呢个系一个嘅讲道。
It's a supernatural means whereby God speaks through people.
系一个超然嘅情况，但系神系透过一个人嚟到对佢嘅子民嚟到讲说话。
咁巴基斯坦喺印度期间咧，有冇喺嗰度有啲训练工厂？即系譬如系即系当地嘅为当地人嚟做一啲训练。
The question is, Brother Fleck, when you were in India, were there any training grounds for the training of those people there in India?
我意思即系话咧，系嗰度嘅印度人咧，系训练佢哋去学习喺教会里边嘅服侍。或者是做一些传道工作。
He meant that to train up those local people to serve and to evangelize.
咁佢哋有冇有冇啲好似生命嘅供应咁样？
He's asking whether they were there was provision of life from the local.
Some missionary societies in India did have what they called Bible college or Bible school.
有啲宣教士咧，佢哋喺嗰度咧就开咗一啲叫做圣经学校。
And of course, they vary in their quality because they vary in the quality of the missionary. Had they got something to give, could they communicate it? And the Bible school, of course.According to their ability.
但系咧，嗰度嗰啲圣经学校咧，佢嗰个情况咧好唔同，里边嘅内容又好唔同，嘅质地又好唔同，即系好在乎佢哋有冇可以嚟到将一啲嘢可以嚟到交通出嚟俾当时喺嗰个地方嘅人。
When we had young men coming wanting to serve the Lord,
当我哋有啲年青人佢嚟到我哋当中，话佢想服侍主。
My English colleague and I thought, well, we ought to have something like a Bible school.
咁我係一個從工英國人同我自己，我哋覺得或者我哋應該有一個嘅聖經學校。
The leader of the work, who was an Indian, said, "No, that doesn't suit our country."
但係呢個喺度帶領嘅一個弟兄係印度人，佢話唔好，因為呢個唔係我哋呢個國家所需要嘅。
Why didn't it suit the country?
佢話點解佢係咁樣唔可以合乎我哋呢個國家咧
？Because it took young men away from their own environment for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years.
因為佢係將咁樣嘅時候咧，就將一班年青人從佢哋自己嘅地方屬於嘅地方帶咗佢出嚟一年或者兩年或者三年
，kind of made them pastors，
或者叫佢成為咗牧師啦。
And now they can't relate to their own community in an ordinary way.
咁佢就唔能夠同佢哋自己個嚟原本個地方嘅嗰啲嘅人嚟到係認識佢哋同埋明白佢哋嘅情況。
And that is not helpful.
咁呢個係冇幫助嘅。
If we're going to serve the Lord, we must relate to our own community.In a proper way.
如果我哋要服侍主，我哋一定要同埋我哋喺属于嗰度嘅嗰班嘅嗰度嘅人，嗰度嗰个嘅社会嗰度，我哋嚟到可以同佢哋明白佢哋，了解佢哋。
Christian workers are not meant to be masters.
我哋服侍主嘅工人，基督徒嘅工人，唔系喺嗰度做主人。
They should not regard themselves as in a different category to other people.
他们不应该觉得他们自己呢是很特别的，跟他们呢不同的，是另一种的人。
Jesus said, My disciples are as I am.
主耶稣说我的门徒好像我这样。
Or, the disciple is not above his master.
他说到他的门徒不可以是高过他的主人。
If we are in God's service, we are there as servants.
如果我们在那里来到服侍主，我们在那里是一个工人，是一个仆人。
Must remember that.
我一定要明白呢样嘢。
What does that mean?
呢个意思系咩咧
？It means that we serve as a servant, not as a master. We don't give orders. We just lead by example.
我哋喺嗰度服侍，唔系好似做一个主人咁样。我哋喺度服侍，好似仆人咁样。我哋服侍系以我哋嘅例成一个好嘅榜样。
When I was early on in India,
当我初初去到印度嘅时候。
They told me, "Oh, you can't take the broom and sweep the floor."
啊，佢话你哋唔，佢同我讲话，你唔好攞个扫把嚟扫地噶。
They'll despise you.
佢哋就会睇小你啊，如果你扫地。
Missionary or a white man sweeping the floor?
啊，你宣教士或者一个白人，你扫地
？Well, that's a wrong idea.
啊，呢个系唔啱嘅。
I wash the floor with them when the floor needs washing.
我同佢一齐洗地啊，当地下需要洗嘅时候。
I remembered I was a servant, not a master.
我记得我喺嗰度做一个仆人，唔系做一个主人。
And that was a great blessing to me.
系嗰度系对我嚟讲一个好大嘅祝福。
Because people respect you when they see you are fulfilling the service that you're supposed to fulfill.
当人睇到你，当我哋系喺嗰度嚟到咁样服侍嘅时候，佢就开始嚟到尊敬我哋。
Does that answer your question, brother?
有冇答到呢个问题咧，弟兄 ？Have another question。
即系我睇到启示录第四章。
In Revelation chapter four。
Revelation chapter four。
第四节。
Revelation chapter four。
宝座的周围又有24个座位。其上坐着24位长老。第四章第四节。
Round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
咁即系我唔明白呢24位长老系咩意思
？He want to ask what do those 24 elders represent? What the meaning of those?
Well, this is shown first in the Old Testament. David separated for the administration of his kingdom 24 people.
呢度首先开始从旧约嗰度，大卫咧系从佢嘅当中咧拣咗24位嘅长老咧嚟到系负责一啲嘅事情事务。
That was for the administration of his kingdom.
系嚟到管理嗰个佢嘅国度。
He got it from God.
但神系到同佢咁样讲。
He was very careful that there should be proper order, registration, representation.
因为佢就好小心，因为佢觉得佢就睇见系嗰度系要有一个好均平嘅一个嘅代表。所以有24个。
So that comes through too into the New Testament because it was of God.
所以直到新约嘅时候咧，都系一路带出嚟，带到新约，因为呢个从神嚟嘅。
And these elders represent, the church is represented by these 24 elders.
系啦，呢个24个长老系代表当系代表教会。
Now that's not a reference to the local church.
但呢度唔系指到系地方嘅圣嘅教会。
It's a reference rather to the universal church.
嗱，讲到整个宇宙嘅教会。
Because we do read about 12 elders.
因为我哋曾经读过有12个长老。
We read about less, 4 elders.
我又读到少到有4个长老。
But this arrangement was to maintain order.
但系咁样嘅有24个长老，这个是讲到嗰度系要有一个嘅次序，有一个次序。
Because God is not the author of confusion.
因为神唔系一个混乱嘅神。
Is there something still sticking there?
仲有啲地方唔系到即系切切。We want to know, those 24 elders, what do they refer to in the spiritual way?
Well, only in the spiritual way they represent to us the emphasis of God wants for us.
嗰度熟人嘅意思就係一個強調，就係神要有一個嘅秩序，有秩序嘅。
So when we come to the New Jerusalem, we get 12 foundations and 12 gates.
當我哋到新耶路撒冷嘅時候，嗰度有12個嘅根基，同埋12道嘅門。
There you've got 12 apostles and you've got 12 tribes.
嗰度有12個使徒，同埋12個支派。
These numbers in the Bible are significant in the sense.They indicate
that these 嘅数字系嘅重要性，就系咧讲到系神咧系要有次系要有秩序嘅，嗰度有安排。如果冇嘅话，
因为咧喺印度嗰度咧，其实系一个。是一个崇拜偶像的国家啦。
In India is a country worship idol.
咁我记得有一次我喺弟兄姊妹嘅屋企睇到有一个嘅睇到有一个嘅program 咧，系讲系咪西巴巴系应该系印度噶嘛
？There's a program in television that's about 西巴巴 India.
我想知道其实当你去到印度嘅时候去传道嘅时候呢，你有冇遇到一啲嘅即係信咗主嘅，佢曾经係崇拜西巴巴嘅呢，佢哋点样嚟到去离弃呢个嘅偶像嚟到归向主。
I want to know whether when you were in India, have you met with those people who have come out of the Bible and to believe in the Lord?
I can't say I have.
我唔能够讲我有见到。
Nobody has told me I belong to Sai Baba monks.
冇人同我讲佢系属于Sai Baba嘅。
These Sai Babas and people like that, they are false prophets.
啲Sai Baba同埋同样同等类嘅人，佢哋都系假先知。
Sometimes they've got a false, funny appearance even.
有時候佢特登整一啲好得意嘅表現嘅外貌俾人睇。
Sai Baba had a massive hair.
Sai Baba 佢嘅頭咧好大，好頭髮好好多嘅，好緊要嘅。
They have this. They may have marks on their forehead, just to hold attention and kind of create reverence.
即係佢哋個額上佢整啲嘅記號喺嗰度。總言之咧，係要叫人咧去睇住佢哋，留意住佢哋。
係
亦都好多不同種類嘅咁嘅情咁嘅人。
冇、嗯。
如果冇嘅話咧，
仍然是继续是为神工作，直至到你最后的一口气呢？
The question is, Brother Frank, you have come to such an old age. Are you going to serve the Lord until the last breath?
I want to, yes.
我想是这样，为什么不是这样呢？
Somebody gives him
bread,
he
should
give it to him.
如果你
給
我，我
就將
你可以
給
他。
那就最好了，因為你是可以為主消盡，即是你好像是將你自己奉獻了你的一生在主的那個路那裡，一直到去見主面為止。那這個是最好的祝福。She's
saying that this is the best, really the best of the blessings, because you serve the Lord until your last breath, and until you see Him.
Oh, yes. You see, it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, He is heir to all things.
我睇喺希伯来书第一章嗰度就讲到，佢系承受万有嘅各位。
Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
希伯来书第一章第三节。Verse 2, 第二節，由主早已立他為承受萬有的。第二節，第一章第二節。
All things belong to God.
所有嘅嘢都係屬於神。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24, verse 1.
地球是属于祂的，同埋里面所有的都是属于祂的，在诗篇那里。
So all things belong to God.
每一样东西都是属于神的。
But here, what does God delight in?
但在这里神是最喜悦的是什么呢？
Making his beloved, the heir, the right, that one that has rights to everything.
叫佢所亲爱嘅嚟到承受一切，承受万有。
That's what the word heir, H-E-I-R, means.
呢个字就系 heir，H-E-I-R 呢个字嘅意思就系承继嘅意思。
Right by birth, all that the parent has.
就系呢个承继人系咩意思咧？就系你生出嚟嘅时候，你有个权嚟到去承继父母嘅嘢。
Jesus is heir of all things.
是耶稣基督是承受万有的。
Every breath I breathe, he has a right.
我口每一口气，他是有他的权在我身上的。
Every thought I have, he has a right.
甚至我所想的每一个心思，他都是要在当中有权的。
Isn't that so?
是不是呢？
Don't you agree?
你同意呢？
He's heir of all, he has right to everything.
他是承受万有的，他有权在我们有权在每一样的事情上。
Not to just the material things we may have, but he has right to them.
不是单是我们所拥有地上物质的东西，当然这些都是属于他的。
But to every part of our being.
但是我们生存的这个我们一生的这个人这个生存都是属于他的。
There was a man taking a journey.
有一个人佢行一个旅程，就去坐火车。
And he got into the train.
他入咗火車嘅時候。
And in the compartment there were three men already.
喺呢個車嗰個卡嗰度咧，有三個人喺嗰度。
And they were playing cards.
佢哋三個人喺度玩車牌。
So they said, "Oh, come on, make up the four."
咁佢話：係你嚟啦，啱啦，大家整夠四個人去玩啦，一齊。
So he said, "Sorry, haven't got any hands."
佢話：對唔住，我冇手㗎。
You haven't got any hands. What are they?
佢話：你冇手呢啲係咩啊？
These are not mine.
佢話：啲手唔係我嘅。
These are his.
係主嘅。
See, we must take it literally.
你一定要係好似咁主咁樣講，係咁樣嚟到係講就係咁樣嘅，唔係一啲抽象嘅嘢。
And things are according to the will of God. We have peace and rest.
當一啲事情係照著神嘅旨意嘅時候，係適合佢旨嘅時候，我哋就有安息同埋有平安。
But if we are saying me and mine, then this is mine.
如果我話呢啲係我嘅，係我嘅，係我屬於我嘅時候
，we're not in harmony with God.
我哋同神就冇和諧啦。
He's not claiming anything unreasonable.
佢唔會要求我哋一啲嘢係太過嘅。
Paul says, "You are not your own." You have been purchased with the precious blood of Christ.
保罗话：你再唔系属于你自己嘅人，你系主用重价佢嘅宝血买你翻嚟嘅。
Therefore, glorify God in your body and spirit, which are His.
所以佢喺身体喺灵里边都系要去荣耀佢。
Father Flat 佢行主嘅路上边有冇试过系好低沉嘅时候？有冇试过曾经想真系离弃主啊
？Father Flat, in the service to the Lord, all this time have you gone through very down period or even want to forsake the Lord?
No, I can't say that. I've never wanted to forsake the Lord.
我唔能够咁讲，因为我从来都冇想离开个主。
And I can't say that I've had very many down situations or feelings.
但都我冇好多嘅時候可以話我係好低沉嘅。
When we were in the Philippines, my wife and I were in the Philippines for a time.
當我哋喺菲律賓，我同我太太喺嗰一段嘅時候。
And we were ministering to small groups, churches, if you like. Anyway, groups of Christians.
我哋喺嗰度，我哋就喺嗰度系服侍嗰度一啲嘅基督徒，佢哋唔系好多人数嘅啫。
We were really distressed on account of their spiritual condition.
但系我哋嗰度觉得，因为佢哋嘅属灵嘅境况，叫我哋咧系非常之觉得咧系好忧虑啊，挂虑。
They were believing they were members of the church.
佢哋话佢哋系信徒，佢哋系教会嘅嗰、那個嘅分子啦。
They've been told if they left their denominational churches and came together, they would be the church.
佢話：啲人同你講，如果離開你哋宗派嘅教會咧，咁一齊咧，你就成為教會啦。
And that gave them a superior feeling of the church.
咁因為咁緣故咧，佢哋就反而覺得佢自己係比人好高啊，仲優越過別人啦。
But they were living in sin.
但係佢哋都喺犯罪喺罪惡裏邊嚟生活。
Coming to the Lord's table,
佢嚟到桌主嘅桌子嘅時候
，say they have been baptized.
佢話佢哋已經受浸啦。
But not baptized in the sea because Jesus was baptized in the river.
佢哋話我哋唔可以喺呢個海度受浸，因為主喺河度受浸。
All kinds of false ideas.
佢有好多好假嘅唔啱嘅唔正確嘅觀念。
Yet they were bringing.Reproach on the name of the Lord.
但佢引致到主嘅名咧被羞辱啦。
And after we have been there working hard, weeping and praying,
当我喺嗰度一好勤力嘅工作喺度祷告嘅时候
，The Lord said, "Now you can go back to India."
主就话你可以翻翻印度啦。
I said to the Lord,
咁我同主讲
，Why did you bring us?
主点解带我嚟呢度咧
？We haven't seen much result by our coming.
我哋嚟到呢度嘅日子，我睇唔到有咩结果。
So this is one of these down points that you're asking.
所以喺嗰个时候咧，我哋只话嗰个就系我哋好低下嘅时候。
And the Lord answered me very clearly.
主就好清楚嚟到咁样嚟到回答我。
I brought you here to have fellowship with me in my sufferings.
主啊，我带来呢度，同你带到呢度，要你同我喺你嘅苦难里边、患难里边嚟到受苦。
Now I thought before that that sufferings related to his sufferings on the cross.
啊，以前我想话受苦咧，系指到主喺十字架上嘅受苦。
Or his suffering fatigue and hunger.
或者佢因着疲乏、肚饿嚟到受苦。
But I hadn't thought of his sufferings in this way.
但我从来冇想到主嘅受苦系可以咁样嘅受苦。
How he's disappointed.
佢点样嚟到失望
？How he's grieved when people bearing his name are so shameful in their behavior.
当佢睇到人系有得承住佢嘅负起佢嘅名字嚟到咁样，系到咁羞辱佢嘅时候，佢里边何等嘅伤痛！
When God's people are such a contradiction,
当神嘅子民系相反嘅时候
，that they become sport of the unbeliever.
佢成为人未信嘅人第一台嘅戏。
I think last time I spoke to you about Samson.
上次我同你交通到参孙。
What a miserable failure he was.
佢参孙系何等嘅可怜嘅失败嘅一个例子。
What was the result?
个结果系咩咧？
And then the people who had spoiled him made sport of him.
嗰啲人系捉到佢，系嚟到，亦都叫佢嚟成为一台戏俾人睇。
How God the Father must suffer when His people are made sport of by reason of their hypocrisy.
我哋嘅天父，佢何等嘅系受苦，系难过，当佢嘅属于佢嘅子民系因着系唔顺从佢，就羞辱佢，以致成为咗世人第一台嘅戏，俾人睇到嗰个嘅失败。
So if you grieve, if you're disappointed, if you're sorrowing，
所以里边系忧伤，你失望，你系里边系受苦嘅时候。
If you've really been brought low in your feelings or thoughts，
如果你喺你嘅感觉里边，你带到好低沉，喺你嘅心思里边你好低沉嘅时候。
It may be fellowship with his sufferings，
或者主系要你同佢经过呢个嘅喺患难里边嘅一同嘅交通。
But don't say all your troubles are fellowship with his sufferings。
但你唔可以话你所有你嘅难处都系同主话我同你喺患难里边受苦啦。
Sometimes you know we want to grab at something that's good。
有时候我哋要揸住一啲嘢系好，我哋话好嘅。
So we turn all our troubles into spiritual unrealities.
所以我们将我们一切的难处呢，我们就想象它变了成来一些好像很熟灵化的东西，不是真实的。
Sometimes we blame the devil. 有时候
我们
be realizing and blaming ourselves.
有时候我们就赖魔鬼，但其实我应该是我们自己的过错。
So if we're brought low, that's just to try and answer your question.
如果我哋系被带到低点嘅里边嘅时候，或者话咁样嚟到回答呢个问题，
我就系想问咧，巴多萨克有冇出嗰啲属灵嘅书籍噶？佢冇自己出书嘅。
大声啲。
Question is, have you written any spiritual books?
Yes. I'm a bit surprised, really, that I have.
我自己都好惊奇，我写过呢属灵嘅书籍。
But where I have had a series of meetings with young churches or with believers in India，
当喺印度嘅时候，我同一啲好年幼嘅教会，我哋一同嘅有好多嘅聚会嘅时候
，I have put it into print，
将我呢个信息咧都系写成书嘅，编成书。
For example，
举例嚟讲。
When the Lord opened to me more clearly than ever before the first epistle of John, I put that into print.
当主系将约翰嘅一书、约翰书信嘅一书好清楚向我打开嘅时候，我将佢写咗系成书。
I don't think any of the books came to England that they weren't for India. They were for India, not for England.
所有嗰啲书咧都喺印度，因为唔系为着英国嘅，所以系都喺印度。
Because the title was "Hereby We Know."
嗰个题目咧就系因着呢个，我哋就认识，我哋知道。
you get the message of a book by repetition sometimes of a particular phrase.
當你可以從一本書得著的信息，是從那句說話時常的，來到重複那句說話，你可以明白信息那裡是怎樣。
And the epistle of John, or the ministry of John, was particularly to the family of God.
在約翰的書信裡面，特別他的交通是為著神家裡面的人。
He wrote 5 books, John the Apostle.
約翰這個門就寫了5本的書。
The Gospel by John.
約翰福音。
And the 3 epistles,
三卷的这个书信,
and the revelation,
还有, 启示录,
and his emphasis throughout really was the family of God.
他所一切所要来到强调的都是讲到神的家。
So in that first epistle of John, he said, we know we're the children of God because we love one another.
在约翰一书的时候他讲到我们知道我们是神的儿女因为我们彼此相爱。
We know we are the children of God because we pass from death to life.
我们知道我们是神的儿女，因为我们是已经知道我们出死入生。
So that I did publish it.
所以我都是出版过这本书。
That's been out of print for many years.
但是很多年呢，这本书呢都没再翻印的。
There have been other. There's a book on the tabernacle.
还有一本是讲到会幕的书。
There's a book more recent on the Epistles of the Hebrews.
最近我寫了那本就是關係講到希伯來書的。
But it's not my gift, I don't think it's my gift to write.
我覺得我沒有這個恩賜是寫書的恩賜。
That answers your question.
有沒有解答到你的問題？What I want to say is that what Brother Flack mentioned, the 2 books, and we have got them. Because Brother Flack gave them to us. One is on the tabernacle, the other is on Hebrews. For the time being, it's only in English. Oh, I'll just 補充. Can you interrupt?我当去美国的时候，有个弟兄咧，佢就读过 Brother Flack 嗰本会幕嗰本，佢就将佢翻译中文。佢都问过 Brother Flack 可唔可以咁样，咁 Brother Flack 都俾咗个准许佢。Just saying, there's a brother in America who just translated your book on his Tent of Splendor into Chinese, and he has asked you for permission.
That's very recent.
最近我去美國知道這個弟兄，咁我都同佢講，如果佢出咗咧，咁即係我哋都可以啲，佢可以寄啲嘅。
Anything else？
有咧。其实 Brother Flack 咧，佢系有啲嘅交通嘅。我啱问佢
，You should tell him that. I'm going to talk to you about a fish.
我而家要同佢讲，同大家交通一条鱼啊，一条鱼啊。
He was quite a big fish.
呢条鱼好大条噶。
And he was very hungry.
这个鱼很肚饿啊。
He hadn't had his breakfast.
没吃过早餐。
But he saw a ship.
但他看到一条船啊。
And he thought, oh, perhaps I may get something thrown over to me from the ship.
但他说或者这个船有些东西有人扔东西下来那或者可以有些东西吃啊。
The sea was very rough.
当时的海呢很大浪。
But he was hungry.
但是他很肚饿。
And he was going to follow that ship.
咁佢一路跟住只船啦。
We went round and round waiting, looking and looking.
佢又睇又睇，咁周围游跟住只船啦。
Is he going to get his breakfast?
佢会唔会嗰阵时得着早餐食咧
？Then suddenly pop!
哇！突然间 pop!
His breakfast is gone.
哇！哎呀，早餐嚟啦。
And he swallowed it so quickly.
哇！佢即刻好快就吞咗去咯，呢个早餐。
then he seems to be getting some trouble.
他覺得裡面有些不妥。
He can't digest his breakfast.
他不可以消化他的早餐。
He gets hiccups, hiccups, hiccups.
他就打嗝，一咳一咳咁啦。Well,
he tried hard to digest his breakfast, but he couldn't.
他盡量辦法來消化他這個早餐都不行。
And then something else happened.
他的肚子在震。What's
the matter?
震什麼事呢?
You know, music creates vibrations.
你知道音樂是會引致到震盪的。Something
inside is creating these vibrations.
在裡面有些東西是製造了這些震盪的東西。
What is it?
什麼來的?
It's his breakfast.
是他的早餐。
His breakfast is singing.
他的早餐是唱歌，唱詩歌。
Ever hear of breakfast singing?
你有時候會聽早餐，你是唱歌的。
We have our breakfast, it doesn't say thank you to us, we say thank you to it.
我們早上吃早餐，早餐不會跟我們說多謝你，我們只說多謝而已。
But it's music in his tummy.
是的，在肚裡面有音樂。
What is it?
什麼來的?
He has swallowed a man.
他原來吞了一個人。And
the man is a praying man.
這個人是禱告的人。And
he prays out of his prayer room.
他在那裡祈禱，在這個肚子裡面來祈禱了。
That's a very unusual prayer room, isn't it?
在這裡這個禱告的房間，豈不是一個很特別的？Very
difficult to pray. In a fish's belly.
在魚肚裡面祈禱不是那麼容易的事。
Why?
為什麼?
Why? Because it's so hot.
因為魚肚裡面很熱。
Hot, hot, like an oven.
很熱，好像焗爐那麼熱。
And not only that.
不單止是這樣,
there are no windows.
又沒有窗的。
No fresh air.
沒有新鮮空氣。
And so it's very painful and difficult to pray in that prayer room.
所以要在這個禱告的房間裡面禱告是很痛苦和很艱難的。
But he does pray.
但他在那裡祈禱。
And he tells God, oh, I'm in a funny position here.
他跟神說，我在這裡有一個很怪的地位，位置在這裡。
I seem to be going down to the bottom of the mountains.
好像我剛剛跌了下山底那裡。
And the weeds are all around my hair.
好像很多那些野草全部在我頭那裡。
But he cries. He cries.
那他在那裡呼喊。
And he prays.
他在那裡來讚美。
He believes that his prayer gets through to God.
他在那裡禱告，他相信他的禱告是會達到神那裡。
So that's why he's singing.
所以在那裡他就讚美了。
He's getting through to God, into God's house.
他一路禱告的時候，去到神那裡，去到神的住處那裡。
You know there was one king who built a big house for the Lord.
你知道有一個王，他是為神造了一間大的屋。
And then he prayed.
他在那裡禱告的時候，
Lord, if anybody in trouble prays toward this house.
他說，如果神，任何一個人他有難處患難的時候，若他向這間大屋來到禱告的時候，
Then answer.
你就答應他的禱告。
So he remembered that.
他記得這個禱告。
His prayer to God's house.
他在禱告的時候，他就向著神的殿來到禱告。
Then he got sure God was hearing him.
他就裡面得著這個確據，他知道神是聽了他。
So he began to sing.
他就在那裡唱詩歌了。
Mercies of God are wonderful. He was singing about the mercies of God.
他在唱歌的時候，唱到神的憐憫。
That's why the big fish was having such discomfort in his tummy.
所以那隻魚就覺得肚裡面很不舒服了。
So much so that eventually he said, oh, let me get rid of this breakfast.
甚至到了地步，魚說，我要不愛這個早餐，在我裡面不愛它了。
Perhaps now it's the fish that is praying.
現在是魚在禱告了。
Anyway, God said, okay, spit him out.
神說好了，你吐他出來。Out
he came.
這樣咬咬咬咬就出來了。But
not into the sea.
不是吐了去海裡面。Onto
dry land.
吐了去乾地上面。God
answers our prayers, you know.
神聽我們的禱告，答應我們的禱告。We
get into the wrong place.
我們去了不應該去的地方。But
God uses it as a judgment.
但是神用這個是我們的審判。
it sometimes has to take us into dreadful situations.
有時候神就將我帶到一些很慘痛的光景裡面,
until we really cry.
直至我們在呼喊神,
not to anybody, but to God.
不是向人,是向神呼喊,
and he answers.
但神就答應,答覆我們的禱告。
Who is the man who prayed in the fish's belly?
誰來的? 這個在魚肚裡面祈禱是誰?
You all know that, I'm sure.
Jonah, 我都知道你。Jonah.
Right. Learn a lesson from Jonah.
讓我們從約拿那裡學習這個功課。
God must judge sin.
神是一定要審判定罪的。
If we sin, if we're disobedient, God will judge.
如果我們是犯罪,我們不聽神話, 神是會審判的。
But he'll judge us in such a way that he saves us.
但他審判我們,不單是審判我們,但他拯救我們。
That's what he did for Jonah.
這是他施在約拿身上的,這樣的工作。
Well, I think that's enough.
我知道現在已經講完了,夠了。
Thank you for the nice cake.
多謝大家給我一個這麼好吃的生日蛋糕。
Thank you for the good wishes.
和你所給我一些卡,一切的慶賀。
Thank you especially for the cook.
特別那位是整個蛋糕那位的廚師,特別多謝他。等一會我們可以祈禱,或者我們有時間我們祈禱,怎樣祈禱?特別是 some open time of prayer, a short time.